You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, Happy Face fans. Melissa Moore here. I wanted to share the exciting news that I have a new bi-weekly podcast out called Lipstick and Lies. This week, I go inside the double lives of serial killers with Dr. Michelle Ward. We cover the Long Island serial killer case where we uncover what, if anything, his family knew. Subscribe to Lipstick and Lies to hear the entire conversation. Here's a sneak peek.
So I don't know if you know my background, but my father is known as the Happy Face serial killer. And that's why I'm so excited actually to be talking with you, because I get numerous questions that I can only speak from my experience, but not from a scientific approach. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you about it. But the one question I get all the time is nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm. That's where
what makes a serial killer? And then the second question is, aren't you scared that you're going to give that genetic gene to your children, that you're going to, you know, raise a serial killer? So when I found out, Dr. Ward, that you have a podcast on how not to raise a serial killer, I'm like, she is the perfect guest today.
Yeah.
For my own curiosity, you know, because of my background, but also for the topic we're going to talk about, which is Rex Heuermann's double life. Mm-hmm. Because another question that I wish would just go to bed already is, how did you not know? How, you know, in Rex Heuermann's case, how did the wife not know?
Yeah.
They usually don't. They usually don't.
Of course not.
And thank you, by the way. I did know about your dad. I wasn't going to lead with that because that's awkward. Like, hey, nice to meet you. I hear your dad's
Although you'd be surprised. So many people who are into crime, probably a crime con, they'd be like, oh my God, your dad was a serial killer. Like, what was it like?
I mean, you know what's awkward though, Michelle, is when I go to parties and they don't know my background, they'll be like, oh, you know, on holiday parties, especially, they'll be like, what are you going to do with your parents for the holidays?
Oh.
And I want to say, well, you know, my mom's dead from cancer.
Yeah.
And my dad's in prison.
Yeah. You're like,
and that's then everybody just retreats like, into themselves. Well, their butthole clenches. Excuse me.
They retreat with curiosity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, God, please tell me more. But sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's also like, is that contagious? Like, are you going to throw those genes on me if you sneeze? And there's all this misconception about, you know, you either you are from such an abusive background that you're going to be weird, or you are carrying this constellation of genes that
I'm glad
you
said that, because people say, oh, you're so normal. I'm like, I'm not really, but but in the context of what they're referring to, yes, I am normal. But, you know, that's one of the questions that they, or one of the observations that they made.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because what I also do is I'm also a jury consultant, a litigation consultant, and I work on high profile crimes a lot, you know, those court cases. And the kids of the criminals will come to court and they'll get harangued by the media. They'll get stalked. So it's not just casual kind of true crime fascination. Actually, even in the legal world, if you are the offspring of a criminal, I remember Phil Spector's kids came and like one twin sat on this side and the other twin sat on that side and took different positions in the case. And they, it was so popular, the consumption, people wanting to be near somebody who's related to a killer is, it's a bit of a negative cachet, but a cachet nonetheless.
Yeah. That's creepy. I think that we have so many questions for you. What specifically got you interested in predatory behavior?
I feel like I have to be a little bit careful with Melissa. This is, you know, it's personal stuff.
It's actually
your dad is the type of, you know, there's two different kinds of killers. There's several different types of killers, but if you were to break it down to its most rudimentary level, at least when we would teach undergrad courses, it's like you have your impulsive type killers, you know, they get into a bar fight and they kill their girlfriend in a fit of rage. And then you have your predatory type of killers, the cold blood. And the operating systems couldn't be further apart.
What makes, we're fascinated by women killers, hence lipstick and lies. What makes a woman a predator killer?
So women are fascinating. It's easier to become a killer if you're a male. The wall is smaller. To be a female, usually our female serial killers and our female stalkers are more dangerous than their male counterparts. That's confusing because they're very rare and they're often not as prolific, but they're usually better at it. So if one does decide to become a very good female serial killer, they're usually going to get away with it. I was just on a podcast I was on Piers Morgan's show. Piers.
Oh, he had killer women.
Yes. Wait, he did. No. It was uncensored. I could not think of his show. Okay. That was yesterday. And they had this question like, well, why would someone, Nurse Lucy Letby, why would she kill babies? How could you kill a baby? How could you kill a baby? I'm like, you're thinking of her as a nurse. She's a serial killer who is in a place where there's victims everywhere. And I hate saying this, it's really rude, but it's low hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. So sex workers, homeless people, and babies are really easy to kill. So if you're thrill seeking and that's what you're looking for, you go where you have a great, not a breeding ground, but kind of like a hunting ground for that. So the way I got into that is people had talked a lot about the environmental issues that kind of contribute to killing. But for me, it's like, why? Why can one person grow up in the most abusive environment and become a total dick? And then, I mean, a totally wonderful person, and another person could have a perfect family and become a dick. What is the individual differences? And that's usually biology and genes. Okay. Now, you can't study biology and genes without understanding the environment. So it's not studying one without the other. It's just that nobody was at the time really looking at it.
Okay, to say what people say to me, is there a serial killer gene?
There's a constellation of genes that recombine. So this was my dissertation. I looked at it in children. I looked at psychopathic behavior in 9 to 11-year-olds, and I used identical and fraternal twins so that I could isolate how much of it is genetic and how much is environment. We do that mathematically. This is where I nerd out.
Okay, so this is going to be fun.
Identical twins share 100% of their non-segregating genes. So genetically, they're almost identical. Fraternal twins are just like regular brothers and sisters, but born at the same time. So mathematically, you have 100% genes, 50% genes, and then you have shared environment and individual environment. So you can look at large, massive groups of these people and study how similar identical twins are to each other versus how similar fraternal twins are to each other. And if in any given trait, from reading ability to killing, if identical twins mathematically are more similar to each other than fraternal twins, it suggests a genetic component involved. Now, this can get really boring and convoluted, but essentially what we figured out is if you look at the pedigree of a serial killer, or psychopathy, let's make it broader. Okay. Let's make it psychopathy. And that occurs in about 1 out of every 100 people. But most of us are pro-social psychopaths if we're going to be psychopaths. And I say we because I don't like to exclude the psychopaths among us.
it's a protected
group now.
Right.
So you'll find it's not so much father to daughter. You'll see great uncle Larry. And 2 to 3 generations later, psychopath pops up again.
So if I look at my family tree, I have another psychopath in my tree, another serial killer in my tree.
You do? Or do you're it? Saying, no, you might have somebody with that constellation of of genes. So what we learned is that it's inherited. It's a group of genes. We don't know which, but it's a group of genes that kind of turns it on or not. Mm-hmm. So you might find throughout your pedigree that you have people with psychopathic features, but not usually, it's not usually one generation to the other. Now, this is all broad. It's not exact, but this is what the tendency is, this is what we're seeing.
Well, this is fascinating because there's another question that I get asked. Are you afraid of spawning a serial killer? And I never was afraid of that. Mm. I really wasn't afraid. And thankfully, my children are fabulous. And
you'd know by now.
Yeah, I would absolutely know. They're super empathetic. They have all of the markers of being regular, nice, good people. But then I guess a question would be, knowing what you just explained to me, could it be genetically passed down through them to another generation then?
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.